Welcome to 2012 Journey to Evolution. This is Tambourine Borelli, and I am your host today with a very special guest, a very dear friend of mine named Corey Michelle Johnson, who is the founder and chief inspiration officer, I love that title, of her company called Conscious 360. Conscious 360 is a company whose vision is to powerfully connect conscious-minded people and business that are eco-friendly, socially responsible, and spiritually aware to create a thriving and sustainable community all around. Her vision is so expanded. It doesn't just have to do with where she is locally. It's begun, I believe, and I'll let Corey expand upon this when she comes online with us, but her vision, which I was so inspired by, is to take this idea all around the world, and I have no doubt in my mind that she's going to be successful in doing that. So without any further ado, I would love to introduce to you Corey Michelle Johnson. Thank you so much for being with us today, Corey.
Thanks, Tamarie, and thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here with you today.
I know. I can't wait to hear about I want to hear about how everything started, what's going on for you now, what you see happening in the future, and everything in between. So just if you can, kind of just add a little detail to what I just said in regard to what is it exactly that Conscious 360 does?
For sure. Basically, Conscious 360 is a concept for connecting the conscious community on and offline, specifically with the intention of connecting the business community. And one of my passions is business, and I feel like if we raise the consciousness of business, raise the integrity, and steer away from only focusing on profit and starting to really bring in, you know, the purpose of a business and really making a difference with the business, as well as giving back to a community, we could really raise not only the consciousness but the vibration of the planet, as well as really build thriving, sustainable communities. And you know, we've seen in the past, when Conscious 360 started occurring to me was 2 years ago when the economy started to tank, and or I should say the media's conversation about the economy started to tank.
Right.
The stock started to drop. And, you know, over the last few years, all of these big wigs in companies and senators and high-up leaders were getting caught for unethical activities. And I just started to, look within my own life, and the question came to me, which was, well, what can I do about all this? Mm-hmm. And who do I want to do business with? And the immediate answer was really that I want to do business with people that are like-minded, who care about stuff. And that was good. who care about stuff. And that stuff could be anything, you know, whatever somebody's passionate about. If somebody's passionate about helping, you know, or rescuing greyhounds, or if somebody's passionate about ending sex slavery, or somebody else is passionate about, you know, their kids' school, I don't care what you're passionate about, but if you're passionate about something and doing something about it, those are the people that I want to support. And I started to see, you know, started to look around online, and I didn't find any communities that I could just tap into that we're bringing people together like that. There's, you know, a bunch of spiritual communities, and there's a bunch of eco communities, and then there's, obviously church groups and stuff like that. But I didn't find one place where I could search like a directory style search for, you know, like-minded people in business and entrepreneurs that I could support. You know, anything from a conscious plumber, you know, one that's green and maybe gives back to their community, as well as a psychic or a life coach or an accountant. I mean, how about a conscious-minded accountant? Wouldn't that be great?
I mean, honestly, the whole concept really is so brilliant and so timely that I mean, I really, it's beyond being impressed with it. It's like, wow, you know, it's totally like something you would hear about, you know, in the future, but it's like now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, what has been the response so far? How long, first say that, how long has this been in play? How long have you been building this company?
Well, the idea came through about 2 years ago, and I actually started compiling information and doing a lot of market research for about 6 months. And then we actually launched, started working on it, and then launched in February of 2009. So it's been a little over a year. And we have about over 600 businesses that are members.
Wow.
And committed to conscious business, and that's just in the Denver and Boulder area. And then we have a reach of about 5,000, you know, people who are interested in, you know, choosing businesses consciously and conscious consumerism in the Denver area, and that's just in a little over a year.
Wow. So the response really has been powerful, just as powerful as the vision is.
Yeah. And what's really great about it is that people are finding us and, you know, really resonating with the project and with the community. And that's really what I, you know, the intention that I set when I started the whole thing was, you know, I want the people who really get it in this community.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally. And then the small time that I was in Denver and Boulder, I got such an impression that the community there, and not just, it's like one huge conscious community, but within the one conscious community, there's like all these different little factions of it, you know, like you mm-hmm. just mentioned, you know, different types of groups, whether it's like unity churches or, you know, other type of retreat centers or healing centers or, you know, I mean, God, you name it, but they all kind of have a common thread, and it is their intention and their willingness to show up to create a new paradigm, because that's really what's happening now. It's, I mean, everyone is creating a new paradigm with setting the intention to come together on this conscious level and to interact with each other on a whole different caliber. It's beautiful, it's powerful, it's right on time.
Yeah. And what's interesting is, you know, I had the vision, right, for you know connecting people, and I'm all about unity and coming together, and my background is in you know, nonprofit events, like big events. And so bringing people together for a purpose has always been what I'm about. And so this is just a natural fit, and I can see the vision, and I can see what it looks like around the globe and what it's going to do for communities. But in my life in Denver and Boulder, I didn't know exactly what it was going to look like. But what it looks like is that, you know, people are really collaborating on a whole new level. They're coming together to be able to expand their own businesses with the help of other complementary entrepreneurs and business owners and companies and communities to really start, you know, building a network, like a real network of community. And that, for me personally, wasn't necessarily present, definitely not as strong as it is now. But we have some big leaders in the community, like Bridge to Bliss, and the Journey Work is here, and the Unity Church is in Mile High Church, and, you know, there's lots and lots more communities that are really coming together to promote, you know, conscious business and doing business in this particular way, which in turn has produced a number of books coming out onto the market, new seminars coming out onto the market, and the collaboration is just so powerful. When we get out of the competition mode and into the collaboration mode, you know, anything is possible. There's enough business out there for everybody. You know?
I mean, yeah, I'm trying to remember, I think it was Andrea Constantine.
Yeah.
Firstly, as you know, she's the one that introduced us, and she had this this, oh God, I don't even know really what to call it, but it was something about, instead of having the idea of what you're going to profit by, how much you're going to make, it's how can I serve. Isn't that what she says?
Yes.
I mean, in, that's really what I'm getting from what you're expressing, just the whole intention of this vision, the intention of everyone that's coming together for it. It really resonates with that message of how can we serve? How can we show up for each other on that level? Does that sound like an honest representation?
Oh, for sure, for sure. And it even, you know, representation that's being expressed around the world. I was at the Bob Berg Endless Referral Seminar on Friday because Bob Berg wrote the book, well, first of all, Endless Referrals, but he also wrote The Go-Giver as well as Go-Giver Sell More. And I was really excited to be in the seminar because I've read his books and they're amazing and it's all about being of service. It's all about providing value. And for me, that's super important anyway. But to be in his seminar, it really just, it solidified everything that kind of was the in my intuition of kind of what I already knew.
Like what and types of things?
So it was just a, you know, for example, in networking, when you meet somebody, instead of saying, hi, my name is Corey, I sell insurance, how many people do you know who don't have life insurance?
Right.
Which is a very old sales model, and it's if you feel the energy when somebody says that to you, most people will back up, which means it's a take energy. So that person is trying to get something from you, and the energy that Bob presents as well as our events is that is what can we offer you? So hi, I'm Corey Johnson, and I've run Conscious 360, but what is it that you do? And how can I support you? So you're always looking for, is there any value that I can provide now or in the future to what something that's going to forward your life, whether it's in business, your personal life, do you need a plumber? I've got one, that sort of thing. And so in our events, so that's what Bob talks about, and he gives you a whole system for following up with people and being able to provide value, which here's the great part of that. Is that the energy cycle. So when you're giving, for example, if I'm giving a referral for a conscious plumber, then the person receiving the referral is naturally going to like me because I gave them a referral for something that they need. Likely they're going to trust me, especially if they like the plumber, and they'll feel like they know me. So they have to know, like, and trust me to do business with me anyway, and especially to even refer business to me. So if I start that energy cycle off, it'll come back to me tenfold. And it may come back from that person. It may come back from referrals from them. It may come back from referrals from referrals from them. And it may come back from a completely different source, totally seemingly unrelated.
Yeah, it makes total sense. And that's the response that you have been experiencing, no doubt.
Yes. it's been so fun to play in that world. And one other thing that's interesting, too, is that, going to the seminar on Friday, like I said, it solidified a lot of what I already believe and do. And in our networking events, because we have, in-person business networking events, we get people into smaller groups, and we ask everybody three questions. And the first question is, who are you and what are you passionate about? And that opens up the authentic communication of, what are these people really about? So you can connect in with who they really are. And the next question is, what do you do and why do you love what you do, or why did you start your business? So then again, you get to connect in with their passion. So when people are talking about and sharing about who they really are, they tend to light up.
Yes.
Which is just awesome for me and a lot of people leave our events with higher energy levels anyway, which is really great. And then the third question is, what do you need? So we ask people that so they can really look in their lives to be able to speak what they need. And that could be a business resource. It could be marketing help. They could need a website. They could need to find communities of moms to connect with. And they could need something personal like, a babysitter, or like I said, a plumber, or an architect, or a weight loss coach, or something.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, what normally happens is people within the groups will have resources. So you can start passing referrals for whatever that person needs right away. And so you're building those relationships from the beginning.
Now, have you found that there's more of one type of business than another that is a part of this network? Or is it pretty even? Is everyone pretty much represented? As far as, just all the things you just mentioned, the everyday type of things that someone might need, like a plumber, like a babysitter, whatever.
Yeah, well, here's my thought on that, and it's that there are people who are this way, and they do all sorts of different things. So they might be the plumber, they might be the baseball coach, they might be the teacher, they might be the accountant, the financial advisor, the psychic, the life coach, the public speaker, the healer, the massage therapist. They're everywhere. And so it's more based on the person who is behind the business or the culture behind the business or the mission or purpose behind the business versus the actual trade, what they actually do. Now, in Denver, we've seen... and this is mostly because it's the community that we tapped into first, which was my circle of influence. A lot of healers naturally resonate with this project.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Yeah, that's just a natural fit. So I think in all cities we're going to have more of that sort of thing than any one other profession. However, we have the second largest personal injury law firm in the state. That's on our website and has been referred to and has gotten stellar reviews, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah, and we have actually a number of architects, artists, coaches. We have a bunch of financial people, insurance people. We have a whole bunch of real estate people. So we definitely have a wide variety. We finally got our first plumber a couple months ago, actually, they were just a perfect fit and excited to find us. And
I'm sure people are going to be excited to find them.
Well, I declared a year ago that I wanted to find a conscious plumber, and then it took a year. we attracted them in, and so they're just a super amazing local family business called Garvin's, and we're excited to have ours. Actually, I'm excited to have all of our resources in there. And what's really cool about it, one of the things is that somebody asks me for a resource, and instead of looking in my Rolodex, I just go to the conscious360.com site and find somebody in there that it seems like a good fit. And I'm fortunate to know most of the members that are in our directory, so I can make a even more specified recommendation on who's close to them or something like that. But the great thing is that anybody can go in there, and they know that this is going to be a like-minded business. Likely they're going to have friends in common already. And it might even be somebody that they know that, had a job switch that they knew from 5 years ago, and now they're doing exactly what, their need is, their current need is, so they can do business with them.
Are there any particular types of businesses that you are still looking to have a part of the network that you have not recruited, as it were?
There's... trying to think. That's kind of a hard question just because there's so many professions out there.
That's true, isn't it?
Yeah, because we have like attorneys and lawn care and household services. You'd think that there would be a particular area that, might not resonate, but we haven't really found that. However, we're always looking for more. We're not the sort of networking organization that only lets you have one of each profession. Because I really believe it's all dependent on resonance.
Yeah.
And you could have, somebody lives right down the street from you, but you're like, yeah, I just don't really, it's not a good fit for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So to have the choice in there, so you can still kind of shop around if you want to, because I think that's a valuable asset.
No, absolutely. And I think more than it being a matter of resonance, because I totally get that, and that's absolutely true. I mean, are there businesses that, like for instance, you had always been wanting a plumber since you started it and you just got the plumber. Is there another profession that has not been filled that you are wanting to feel, just in case there's someone listening right now
that
would be totally into it.
Yeah, let me...
She's like, let me get on the
Let me go to the directory and see really quick.
But you know what's really cool, Corey, is that this is totally like a conscious Google, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's you know what? It's really what we want it to be, specifically for businesses, is, you know, the search engine that you are like, hey, I need XYZ, I'm going to go to Conscious 360 because it's local, and we all know that local is you know, definitely beneficial for a number of reasons. And then I actually have deemed it, I don't know if this is a real term out there or not, it feels like it should be, but micro-local, where you can actually dip right into the like-minded people that are local.
I like that, micro-local.
Micro-local. So we have, you know, I guess probably one area that we don't have represented is actually like an MD that's conscious-minded, holistic MD. We've got, you know, naturopaths and other amazing doctors on there, but we don't have an MD. I think we have a couple of dentists. We're definitely looking for more like coffee shops and tea houses because there's so many entrepreneurs. A lot of times we'll have meetings at, you know, coffee houses or coffee shops or whatever. So more restaurants and coffee shops would be awesome. And I know that there's a ton out there that just don't know about us yet. And then kids services are always a good one as well that we don't have a ton of.
And when you say kids services, like what, besides like daycare or something?
Well, conscious daycare? Oh, geez, they'd be going gangbusters with us. We don't have one of those yet.
Oh, my God. Someone needs to do it.
Somebody, yeah. Can you imagine? Oh, I just have visions of that. And if I had kids, I definitely want them going to the conscious daycare.
I mean, it's almost kind of crazy to think that, you know, it's not already being done. I mean, because, God, if I know, I'd want my kids to go to something like that.
Yeah, I would too. Can you imagine them teaching about the law of attraction or other sorts of regular life skills that we learn in our, you know, 20s and 30s and 40s that we wish we would have learned when we were a kid?
I think that should be the next focal point of manifesting.
Get them started now.
2010, Conscious 360 daycare.
Yes. There you go.
I can see them all over the world.
It's interesting. People have asked us. We have a lot of, you know, parents and a lot of single parents that are in our group, and they'd love to come to our events. However, they need childcare, and so I'm not as Conscious 360. We're not interested in creating childcare at our events. However, one of the cool things about having a community like this is you can literally post on the discussion board and say, hey, listen, I want to go to this event. I want to create, you know, a babysitting co-op for these events or potentially other events or, you know, just, you know, babysitting co-op in general. And it enables people to connect to be able to do what it is that they really want to do and have what they really want to have.
Yeah, it makes so much sense. I think that it would be a total, like, avalanche of interest, you know, once it's, you know, put on the form that it's actually available.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about the trials. When we come back from this next break, I want to get into the trials of a conscious entrepreneur. So if you'll be ready to talk about that, we'll take a break, and we'll be right back with Corey Michelle Johnson of Conscious 360.
I can't wait to get back home. Although I'm feeling a little sad and a little bit alone. Something ain't been right. I feel it crawling underneath my skin. Guess the only place to start is where all of this begins. Tell me.
we're back with Corey Michelle Johnson of Conscious 360. We are talking today about the trials and triumphs of being a conscious entrepreneur. And we've had a little background, a little introduction to Corey's company, Conscious 360, where she's committed to connecting conscious people and businesses. So I wanted to get into just the nuts and bolts, the everyday actual trials that you come across, Corey. And, of course, we have to talk about the triumphs because there's always balance, hopefully. So can you tell us a little bit about those subjects?
For sure. I think that, you know, one thing that I didn't necessarily expect when I went into, you know, this whole conscious business concept. Well, first of all, I should say I've been in, you know, the personal growth, spiritual, transformational, you know, arena for about 10 or 11 years now. And so I'm just naturally somebody who's curious and wants to grow all the time. And I'm always looking for that next thing. You know, I want to get to the deeper layer. I want to get to the next level. And so with the conscious business, I didn't really understand what that was until, you know, I really got into it. And what I found was there's so many different pieces. If you're claiming to run a conscious business and really raise the awareness in your business, you have to raise the awareness in your life. And the things that you are ignoring or hiding, whether that's intentionally or subconsciously or unconsciously, will come to the surface fast.
Oh,
and
yeah.
For you to deal with, because it's not in alignment with what you say you want and who you say you are. And it's been, you know, a year of, a little over a year of just, you know, ooh, look, here's the next thing, here's the next thing, here's the next thing. And everything from, you know, money issues to relationship stuff to, you know, worthiness to, you know, all that stuff is just like, you know, it pops up for you to deal with. And if you're not interested in dealing with that, then I suggest that, you know, you just
change the name. No, just kidding.
Yeah. Do something else. Become a firefighter or something. I don't know.
It's like, no, trying to be conscious 360.
Conscious
153.
That'd be great, right? I'm like halfway there.
But the thing is that I think everyone alive and breathing right now, you know, is experiencing the same thing. Everyone is dealing with what's left to get straight, what's left to polarize, what's left to own. So mm-hmm. I think the raw honesty of that is gold, you know?
Yeah, it's not easy, and it doesn't necessarily have to be hard. Yes, there are hard times, but for me, I've gotten, you know, tons of coaching and healing work and guidance and, you know, all that kind of stuff, mentoring, you know, just to really be like, okay, well, what's next? Like, what is this really? And so it doesn't necessarily have to be hard if you're willing to move and flow with where you're going. And I think that's the biggest thing that I've learned. Well, actually the second biggest thing. The first biggest thing is balance.
In regard to work and private life, or what do you mean exactly?
Well, so balance, I was just actually doing some journaling today and, you know, journaling about like my experience and what is balance anyway, and what is conscious entrepreneurship? What is living a conscious life anyway? And I came up with 8 different sectors. So there's business, career, or job, whichever one you fall into, spirituality, family and friends, health, fun and play, passion, profit and wealth, and then contribution. And the balancing of all of that. And a lot of times, you know, conscious business is defined as purpose, passion, profit, planet, and people. And a lot of us have this passion, and we are just like gung-ho about bringing our passion to the world and helping people, making a difference somehow. And when we do that, a lot of times, we're working a ton, we're not taking care of ourselves, maybe working more hours than, you know, the income would show. Like we're working for less money than we ever have before. And we're not having, we might be having fun because we love what we're doing, but we're not having outside fun. So doing all of those other extracurricular activities because we don't have time because we're working so much. So it gets into this vicious circle. And what I've been working on for probably about 6 months now is breaking that vicious circle of working 70 to 80 hours a week and really being able to have a life. But what does that life look like when you're committed to making a difference in the world?
And what does that look like for you?
Oh, gosh. I'm still trying to figure it out, to be quite honest with you. But what it does include
I can't wait to hear since it's very
well, for me,
is it?
Yeah, exactly. Because what I love business. I just love business. I love connecting with people. I love networking and all that kind of good stuff. But for me, it's really, developing deeper friendships, traveling more, taking more road trips, like weekend road trips. There's a lot of hot springs here in Colorado, so that's on my list to hit as many as I can this summer. Just have more downtime in general, because a lot of times what I haven't done for myself is just take a night off and not schedule anything. And it's hard to do when you know that your to-do list has 575 things on it.
Oh, my God.
And one of those things I've learned has to be downtime, whatever that looks like. Doing more yoga, hiking. We've got great hiking here. And
By the way, you have to introduce me to some of that great hiking when I'm up there next month.
Yes, it'll be perfect weather for it, too. The snow will be gone in June. So yeah. But that's the balance piece is probably the piece that I've struggled with the most because I have put myself last. I've put myself taking care of me at the bottom of the list and put my mission, my purpose, my vision for the world and Conscious 360 first. And it goes back to that old saying, without you, nothing else can happen.
Right. It almost kind of reminds me of that, the tagline of, I would imagine that consciousness is just like love. You can't share it with anyone else unless you have it for you first.
Exactly. Or the airplane analogy, right? You have to put the oxygen mask on yourself first before helping anybody else.
Right. It's so true, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and that's really what I'm learning. And what's interesting about the whole thing is that, I used to think that if you're not working, you're not producing anything. Nothing's moving forward. And what I've learned is that, everything's still moving forward anyway.
Yeah.
And if I'm rejuvenated, I am more focused, I'm more clear, I remember stuff because I forget stuff when I'm stressed out. And I just have a different presence when I'm grounded and rejuvenated than I do when I'm frantic and busy.
It totally makes sense. I mean, I personally will tell you, I totally resonate with, it's just the way it works, It works in the way of you output what your vision is, what your passion is, but if you don't have that fundamental core balance, there's no way that the quality of what your vision and what your passion is ever going to meet together. It's not going to happen. And it's not going to be powerful. It's not going to have that juice that it would have if you were totally in line and rejuvenated and just thriving yourself personally, professionally. I mean, all the things that you're talking about in terms of really being that yourself in your own life. And a conscious person really does take care of themselves first. There's nothing wrong with a little healthy selfishness.
Exactly. I think that was really hard for me to get. I mean, really hard for me to really embody because, being raised, with the conversations, not just, in my family, but also in the world, that you're selfish if you take care of yourself first.
And selfish is bad.
And that selfish is bad, and that you don't deserve to take care of yourself. That's been a big one for me to really. I wouldn't say I've conquered it quite yet, but I'm definitely on my way. Do you ever?
Just the fact that you've put a little spotlight on it, you've already begun to unwind that pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Within even just your self-structured, when you identify it and you're aware of it, it doesn't have as much autonomy to wreak mm-hmm. havoc. You know, you got one eyeball on it, as it were.
yeah.
Which is important.
Well, I think it's the first step, right?
It totally isn't. You know, the root of that is that favorite program that so many have suffered from. It's that unworthiness that, you know, you don't deserve to, you know, have this without doing this. It's got to be hard. It's got to be, you know, such a road of vicissitude. And the truth is it doesn't. It only does to the degree that you really believe that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I am, you know, I have examples of that. Every time I get rejuvenated, miracles happen. For example, Thursday, I've been just really feeling stressed out, and with Mercury in retrograde the last few weeks, you know.
If anyone doesn't know what that means, it means all communication, everything goes cattywampus.
Yes.
And if you don't know what cattywampus means, it means jacked up.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, my life for the last 3 to 4 weeks has been, you know, my Mac crashed and was going to cost like $1,200 to fix. My assistant's computer crashed 6 days later. My internet was down. Our office phone was down. I was feeling extremely drained. I couldn't even focus. And I took that as a hint to really just stop. And, you know, I cleaned. I was like, I need to clean. Okay, I'm just going to clean. Be present. Get in my body. Get my space, the clutter. And then, Tambourine, what was it that you said? If there's clutter and stuff in your house, it's the manifestation of incomplete energy cycles.
Yeah, it's called incomplete cycles of action. They're like little hooks that hook themselves into you and slowly siphon your energy out.
Yes, and when you said that the other day, it was just like ding 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 ding. Oh my gosh, that's what's in my house, because I was looking around going, you know, things are cluttery, they're disorganized. And so that was the first thing that I did was I even got attacked by a dog. It was just like really, could anything else happen to me right now? Like, is a plane gonna, you know, just fall out of the sky and hit me in the head? Like,
don't even say it.
Cancel that one out. But like, that's the mindset that I was in. Just like, what else could happen? And that's normally not me. That's a very low energy that I took on. That's not natural for me. And so I got, you know, I got some energy work done and did a lot of other meditating and stuff and journaling and stuff like that and got out of it. But then this Thursday, I went and got some healing work, some energy work done. And literally in that, you know, 2 hours that I was away, somebody called and wanted to offer promotion in Boulder. And they want to take on the Boulder events. Which is huge. It's huge. And what's interesting is I said, I'm not quite ready yet, but he says, well, what can I do now? And I was like, oh my gosh, that is amazing that was his next question, right?
I love it.
Instead of saying, okay, well, let me know when you're ready, he was like, no, what can I do now?
I love that.
And yeah, and I was like, okay, here we go. I'm getting back into the flow. And I could tell because that one conversation was different than any conversation I had in the last 3 weeks.
It just feels different, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, what can I do now? I absolutely dig that question.
Yeah, that's
it's addressing it right in that moment. Like, no, not later, now. What can be done now? Let's further this now.
Exactly. It was just waiting to come through, it felt like, and I just had to get my energy back straight, and boom, there it was. And it's just like the reflection of, you know, you're on the right track. Take care of yourself.
Totally. And it would seem that would be one of the triumphs.
For sure.
Right?
Yeah, and you know, taking the time out of the middle of the day, you know, to go get healing work done or energy work done is, you know, such a foreign concept to most people. And even when I think about it, I know it's important, and I cherish the work that I have done on me. And sometimes I still resist doing it or making the time for it, even though I know it makes such a huge difference. So I'm now committed to doing it on a much more regular basis.
But see, it's just like what you said. Who does that? Who in the middle of their day goes in, tends to themselves in that type of manner? A conscious person does. So it would be very fitting that the founder of Conscious 360, you know, like you were saying, you know, that you have to live that way if you are presenting that. It's
exactly.
The added, or the old adage of, you know, walking your talk. And you're doing it, clearly.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, everything isn't like, you know, it's all mixed in with the trials, along with the triumphs, but the bottom line is that you're doing it, you know, even say in the times where there is the trials, you pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and get on going. What can we do now?
Exactly. And I think, like, for me, one of the, I guess, say, triumphs is really being able to watch what's going on within the company, watch what's going on within the community, and notice subtle changes. I mean, I can see, oh gosh, like, look where people are going. Here's what they need. Here's where we can add value. Oh gosh, we messed up over here. Like, let's go clean that up. And, you know, how can we add more value? And I'm just always, like, looking at the waves of the community and the business to see where we can, you know, continue to stay on track. And I think it's when you get, as an entrepreneur, you get fixed on how it's going to happen. You miss some of those left turns that are necessary.
Yeah.
For example, when I started Conscious 360, I really wanted it to be primarily 80% online organization. And we had a launch event that, you know, I was just promoting on Facebook, and we ended up having over 150 people there. And then we had a real launch, which had over 250 people there, only promoting on Facebook. And I sat there in that second event, and I go, oh my God, people want to connect in person. And they all have some sort of a business or something that they're representing, or they want to talk about, or they want to connect with people who are like-minded in this particular way. So then we created the networking events, and that was not in the plan. And it's a huge asset. For our members and for us.
And people love it.
Yeah, people love the events.
I know. I saw them at one. they were burning the midnight oil, boy. I mean, they were closing the joint down.
Yeah, they get so excited, and they're like, this is the best event in the world. And I'm like, I'm so glad you not only enjoyed yourself, but, you know, made some powerful connections that, you know.
Hey, and look, conscious people not only know how to connect, they know how to get down.
They do.
It was a lot of fun.
They do. Well, and it's interesting, too, because, you know, people will come to our events and they'll say, you know, I've been to networking events, you know, before, and I was really hesitant about going to another one because I really don't like them, but yours is totally different. And when you get people into communicating on an authentic heart-centered place, get them out of their head or out of their root chakra around money, right? And you get them into their heart, people connect and they feel good. Yeah, they just feel good. And when you feel good, it's like you want more of that because you just want to feel good.
Here's the thing. And I would say it's probably from the state of joy, which really is our innate divine nature. It's really not even an emotion, you know, of like a hit, like a chemical hit of a particular emotion. It's our natural state of being joy, being joyful. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when people get a little taste of who they really are in those moments, it's like, yeah, you can't get enough of that, because too few moments throughout the day we're reminded of that. And I think that what you're doing is an avenue that people can hook back in to who they really are and have at least a few more minutes throughout the day that they're reminded of that immutable fact. And I think that in and of itself is priceless.
Exactly.
It really is.
Yeah, and it feels like home. There's a lot of people will tell me that it's like, I come because it feels like home. And we have people who don't even have businesses who come to the events because they're like, I just want to connect with these people. And I want to I want to be able to do.
There's people that say, I'm conscious, but I really like your events.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because at our Christmas party or our holiday party, we had an entrepreneur ball, and there were five people specifically who came up to me at the end of the night, and they said, you know what, this is my first one of your events, and I did not meet one person I did not absolutely fall in love with.
Wow.
And for me, that was like, okay, this is a safe place for people. It's a place where you can really just be yourself, and you're going to be accepted. And it's not going to be creepy, and it's not going to be weird, and there's not going to be any pressure. It's really just people getting to connect and seeing the highest essence of themselves in that moment.
Yeah, I think while you're on that note, is there any other events or anything that you'd like to talk about? Give people information of how they can maybe come to your next one if they're in Denver or Boulder or, you know, what can you tell people about what's cooking right now?
Well, there's a couple of things. One is if you're in the Denver or Boulder area, we have monthly events in both Denver and Boulder. And all the event details are always on our calendar online at conscious360.com. And our next event is at it's a restaurant called Organics. We're taking them over for the night, and it's on the 17th, and there's more information on the site. And in Boulder, the next one is on May 27th at the Boulder Center for Conscious Living. That's been an amazing host for us as well. And I guess if there's anybody out there that has a conscious business or knows of one, we have a introductory listing on our website, so you can get in our directory and take us for a test drive, if you will. If you go to conscious360.com, go to the top or kind of the top right column, and it says Conscious, add your business today. And at the bottom, there's an introductory listing. And we also have right now about 55 premier lifetime memberships available, if that's something that interests you. And I'm happy to answer any questions and stuff like that, you know, to see if you're a good fit, because we're really interested in conscious businesses. We don't necessarily want everybody in the directory, specifically people who don't resonate with it. We really want the people who are interested in being in this community and participating.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And so later this year, we'll actually, for everybody else who's not in the Denver and Boulder area, we will be expanding nationally. And so if you're somebody who's interested in having this community in your community and this platform, this already built, great branded platform for your community, I would love to connect with you, because we're looking to take this to as many communities as wanted. And it's a great structure for really bringing people together.
Wow, Corey, I really see this just spreading like the proverbial wildfire. It's just too brilliant of a vision to not do that.
Thanks, Cameron.
You know? I mean, I totally see it as a conscious Google. It totally is that.
Well, I hope it turns into that. I really do.
Well, sweetie, I think you keep doing what you're doing, and it can't help but go that way, because that's where, as far as I'm concerned, the reality I'm tuning into and it definitely would have something just like what you're doing. I think it's, again, I can't say it enough. It's brilliant, it's timely, and it's happening. So everyone who resonates with that, please contact Corey. Go on the site, conscious360.com. I'm on the site right now. The directory here is great. Just the fact that you can go on a directory and choose someone that you know is going to be in some type of like mind, just, you know, even though there might be differences, you know that the frequency, the vibe is the same. So that in and of itself, go to the site, check it out. There's so many different things. I'm looking at a poll of the week, different topics that you'd like to chat about on conscious360.com. Conscious lifestyle, conscious and family, parenting, spiritual growth, being more eco-friendly, relationships, and then my favorite topic, anything, and they have an exclamation point after it. So, I mean, the whole thing is very well-rounded, very well done, and I think it would benefit anyone who tiptoes onto this site and into this company. And Corey's such a great girl. She's so friendly and open and warm, so reach out to her. She'd love to answer any questions that you have. And if there's any last words you'd like to say, Corey, I want to give you the mic.
Well, I just want to say thank you for bringing me on and letting me share about my journey. And if there's anybody else who wants to connect on Facebook or Twitter, I'm Corey, C-O-R-Y, Michelle Johnson on Facebook, and I'd love to have you as a friend. And connect that way, because I love to know what's going on out there in the world. And then Twitter, it's just Corey Michelle, and that's
Michelle
probably the best.
Michelle has two L's?
M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, Mama, I think you've been introduced.
Well, thank you so much. It was great chatting.
Corey, thank you so much, sweetie, and we will talk soon.
All right. Take care.
Bye, Corey. Everyone, thank you for tuning in today. That is our show, and we'll see you next week. Actually, next week I will be doing a workshop. So we're going to go ahead and replay this show that we did today. So if you know anyone that wants to or you want to share this with, have them tune in next week, same time, same bat channel, 3 o'clock, and we'll hear from Corey again next Saturday, 3 o'clock. Have a beautiful weekend, everyone.